Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires.
Welcome back, everybody. Got the OG of the PMs with me today. My favorite, or one of my favorite guests, I should say, is Morris Pearl. He is a former managing director at BlackRock, one of the world's largest investment firms. He's got a book coming out this December. It's called People: Why Fair Pay is Good for Business. To that point exactly, Morris, surveys have reported that over 61% of small business owners support raising the minimum wage. J.P. Morgan Chase's leader, Jamie Dimon, believes that we should raise the minimum wage because I bet he understands what you're explaining right now, which is we need people who can buy the products that small, medium, and large businesses create. Businesses do better. All workers do better when we raise the minimum wage. What would you say to voters right now, Morris, who are a little skeptical that a higher minimum wage is really what our economy needs?
Look, I mean, there are people with economic challenges. There's lots of people on TV talking about, oh, we need to do this and we need to do that and we need to do this in the border and that in the country, whatnot. If you're having a financial challenge, that means you don't have enough money. The way to solve the not having enough money problem is to have more money. It's that simple. It's not, oh, I wish my boss had more money and that would somehow help me because money trickles down. I don't hear that from, you know, too many voters.
Yeah, it's where the like talking point, you know, where that rubber has to meet the road, like, oh, well, yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anybody that's just getting by is like, oh yeah, I wish the CEO of my business would make more money so that it can trickle down to me somehow. It's like, no, pay me more, damn it. I mean, obviously.
It makes sense to me.
It certainly does. Morris, I always love how you distill it down to its essence. The Harris campaign has been, I think, a little reticent. And we talked about this a little bit, about the fact that a lot of politicians, this isn't one of the issues that they tend to run on. Should her campaign really be worried about alienating business leaders if she were talking about this more?
No. Well, first, there aren't that many business leaders. I mean, Jamie Dimon is fine. His office is right there, actually.
Tell Jamie I say hello. Yeah.
But in the meantime, there are a lot more people who earn paychecks than who sign paychecks. Mm. A lot more voters. And the smart business leaders know that they actually want people to make more money. And it makes sense to do that by changing the laws, the rules of our country. Because the first business leader who gives all of his workers a raise, that doesn't really do him that much good.
Yes.
He's paying his workers more money, but his customers aren't getting more money. But if all of the companies do that at the same time, then everybody's making more money and there's more money in the whole economy. That is actually good. As I said before, the bar owner is more concerned about how much beer money his customers have than about the wages of the guy standing there pouring the beer. And if you change the minimum wage laws, that's going to give all of his customers raises. And he's not going to be overly concerned about the fact that he also has to give the bartender a raise too. So, yeah, I don't think that's something they need to worry about. I really don't.
Yeah, it's the literal embodiment of the high tide raising all ships. It's that on a macro scale. And that's what we need to see. I mean, it works from a business perspective. People want this. I finally found the statistic. Whenever it's polled, more than 80% of voters think the minimum wage should be higher. And nearly two-thirds of voters, including 64% of independents and 40% of Republicans, think it should be at least $15 an hour.
That's more than double in Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and North Carolina.
Well, that's what I was going to get back to. It's I talked a couple weeks ago, Morris, about how basically on almost any single metric that evaluates sort of overall wellness of a community, the happiness of its people, et cetera, health metrics, income metrics, education, literacy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Red states all do far worse than blue states, like every single example. So when we look at the fact that still in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and North Carolina, the minimum wage is at $7.25 an hour, I think this is something that Vice President Harris should be running on and talking about every day. It's so critically important for the overall health of our economy.
That's what I say too. We can do better than we're actually doing. And there's a lot more voters who will benefit from raising the minimum wage than the small number who, for whatever reason, are concerned about it. You know, we need to make some improvements and we need to do something that people can see being improved. I think Vice President Harris has to, you know, tell the voters that we're all in this together.
Yes.
We don't want to have a country where there's a lot of people just struggling to get by, whether they're immigrants, whether they're people whose families were immigrants 100 years ago or 50 years ago, like Donald Trump's family, or, you know, a little bit more like my family, or even thousands of years ago, like the, you know, original Native Americans who came from, you know, the other side of the world. We're all in this together now. And I don't want to live in a country with a few rich people and millions of people who are struggling to get by. That's not the kind of country where I grew up. Or maybe it was, but they were kind of hidden away in some place that I didn't know much. But that's still not the kind of country where I want to grow up, because we're all going to do better if we all do better. And that includes the business people and the investors. It really does.
So simple. We'll all do better when we all do better. So true. As we close out here, just another small statistic for folks. Since 1996, each time a minimum wage increase has been put to voters on a statewide ballot measure, it's passed. So, Morris, I'm going to ask you in 30 seconds, do we have 30, Aaron? Give me a. No, we do. We got 30 exactly. What's your final economic message to voters?
Look, if we all, like you said, if we all do better, we're all going to do better because we're in this together. We need to be on the same side, not trying to fight against each other.
Don't let Donald Trump pit you against other working people. We're in this together. Thanks so much to Morris Pearl. That's going to do it for today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Valerie Jarrett, former senior advisor to President Obama, is up next.